And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
We're live at North County Ford. In Vista, beautiful Vista, Vista Way, exit off the Highway 78, easy to find right off the freeway, and it's a fantastic morning to come out to Vista and join us here, because we have Mr. Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reels in Oceanside with us today, so that's going to be a great, great show with Ken, and we have a great crowd already, but why don't you come out and join us? We're giving away a ton of great prizes. Live from North County Ford in Vista, this is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on 97.3 The Fan.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. We're live here at North County Ford in Vista. What a great location this is, and lots of fun to come up north and hang out with some buds, and this is going to be a great day.
Yeah, it is, and boy, the dealership here is looking fantastic.
No, you're not kidding.
Blacktop, and We messed it up this morning with a little chalk line. And the people here have been so accommodating. I thank all of them for helping us out and getting a great setup here at North County Ford. And Mr. Lippis here has got us on the air. We had a couple of technical issues at the station this morning, but looks like we straightened those out.
Sounds good to me, buddy.
A little late on the air this morning, but that's live radio.
Yeah, got it.
Here at North County Ford. Mr. North County himself, Ken Corwin, is here. Morning, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Morning, guys. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting us come to your hood.
Glad to have you here. So what's been going on in Oceanside and Ken's?
Oh, geez. Busy. Fixing reels. You know, it seems to, it grows every year. Some days I can't believe there's another reel out there in the world that we haven't got to, but then somebody will bring a bucketful through. So,
yeah.
It's just solid. And the fishing was really good, so that was a lot of excitement there up until a couple weeks ago when they seemed to disappear.
Yeah, right. Well, they haven't disappeared. They're still out there, but they just... They're doing something.
Yeah, they're on their own program.
On their own program, yeah, for sure.
I was going to ask Rick when he's going to turn the switch on.
Yeah,
for
come on,
Southern California.
Yeah, Rick.
I just didn't realize that was the thing everybody wanted. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to do that. I just, I just didn't realize that was something you were looking for. My bad.
Yeah. So I have to make a personal comment here. I took a Trinidad 40 narrow. They don't make anymore.
Yeah, that's a sought after one.
Great. That's my favorite yo-yo reel. And it just wasn't working right. The drags weren't right. Took it to you guys at the Fred Hall show in Del Mar, and Wes did his magic. That thing is humming like a top.
Yeah, well, Wes is magic. So.
Yeah.
I
had two other guys work on it. Nobody could ever fix it, and Ken's Custom Reels did the job.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's just an example.
That's all Wes.
Yeah. Well, and that's an example of, you know, when you have issues, things can be done that other guys maybe not be able to solve by the master himself.
Well, you know, if you think about the sheer volume of reels that the shop, Wes in particular, has dealt with over 20, he's been there for 24 years. So,
24 years.
So there's several thousand reels of every sort, every kind. There's very little we haven't come across. You know, as time goes on, some reels parts become an issue, and there's some projects that we really can't do much about just because parts are not available. But other than that, it's
he can solve any issue as long as the parts are available.
He's an amazing guy.
He's never been stumped.
And he loves a challenge.
I'll bet. Yeah, I'm sure.
It's like when you can't get something right, it's like, watch out.
Yeah.
He's going to get it.
Yeah. Now, you guys are also doing your own wind-on leaders, too, right?
Yeah, with the help of my friend Jamie Lyons. We do all wind-ons from 40-pound on up to 200-pound.
Nice.
In different product brands.
Are these Ken's labeled wind-ons?
Yep. And, gosh, we've had really good luck with them. They just don't. They don't fail.
They don't fail.
They work perfectly.
And how is Jamie doing them? I mean,
well, we do it with a we use a series of half hitches.
Okay. So they're served rather than
they're served, not crimped.
Which is a more timely, slower process.
It's
but
far and away the slowest way to do it.
It doesn't fail for that reason.
But they don't fail. Yeah. So
and they look. I mean, you know, when it's done and that, you know, the serve is done right, it's just so cool. Yeah. But, you know, there's a reason that yours don't fail, and there's a reason they trust them because of that.
They're done.
There's no replacement for safety and something like that.
And to see the importance of that serve or how strong that serve is just anybody wants to try to take one apart, have at it. They're impossible to undo once they're tied up.
Because you can get a serving tool and make it look fantastic and go real quick, and it's just a series of extremely tight wraps. But with half hitches,
it's a knot.
Not one thing can back itself off.
Yeah.
No matter how that thing goes through the guides or hits the crossbar of the frame or anything like that, if one came undone or one broke or got... You know,
and I don't know how
through.
That could even happen.
Right, but it doesn't matter because the next one behind it and in front of it is holding the same way.
And it's locked on, those half hitches are locked in place on both ends by a 10-turn uni knot. So everything is continuous locked in
yeah.
with the uni. So, yeah, it's really, well, I'm sure one will fail at some point, and we'll all hear about that.
But not yet, right? Knock on wood.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But the thousands that are out there and have caught fish successfully over and over.
In a variety of sizes. And
variety of sizes, variety of product, different
nice.
Fluorocarbons.
Nice.
The stuff that we make in mono, we just use blue Iser for strength because it's usually the larger stuff that guys want that in.
Yeah.
For example, this bluefin kite fishing, you know, a piece of 200-pound Iser,
okay.
blue Iser, 20 feet of it to your flying fish, however you have it rigged, you're golden.
Yeah.
It is not.
It's not going to fail.
It is not.
Something else might happen, but it's not going to be that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about that. Let's talk about that because you're talking about using dead flyers, right?
Well, however your whatever air-aided bait you're going to
whether
use.
It be a yummy flyer, a dead flyer, whatever. Yes. So guys are using 200-pound, these 200-pound
wind-on. So it's a 200-pound wind-on. So you can wind this to the swivel for your bait, whether it's a double treble, whether it's a yummy flyer, whether it's a flying fish frozen or not. That's going to have its own leader on it.
Okay.
So that's separate. So there's a point of connection there. But the 200-pound off your reel to your swivel is via that wind-on leader. So you can wind to the swivel until you can't wind any further.
Yeah, nice.
Yep.
And we make them 20 feet long, which is plenty.
Yes.
Gives you some stretch.
Gives you some stretch, and it's, you know, try to break 200 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Use one of these four trucks out here and try to break it.
Not an easy deal, yeah.
Now, you being the reel guru, what's the right size reel for that type of fishing?
If you can get 750 yards, 800 yards, 130 pound. So a 50.
Yeah, a 50 size.
A 50
size
or
reel.
A 50 wide. A lot of the guys like the power of a 70 or an 80. But a lot of the gunnel fishing that they're doing now, you can use a big reel. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to have to hang on to the reel and fish it, I kind of like the 50 size as opposed to 50 wide because of how it. It's hard for you to get your hand on the rod because there is a point where the reel is not going to help you. You're going to have to pick up.
You have
and
to
move
actually pull on.
Yeah, or at least make a move. And a wider reel, it's really hard to get your forearm around that side of the reel to the rod itself.
Yeah.
At least for me, it is. It just doesn't fit. Where a 50 is narrowed up, and you can get your hand around the reel to the rod.
Makes sense.
And you can get 800 yards of 130 on a 50. So.
Yeah.
And it's also important, I think, from what I've seen, we have a couple guys in Oceanside that fish this stuff all the time, so I have an on-the-water school testers out there. And 130-pound on your reel. For those baits, 200-pound is too much to fly off the kite. It's got too much of a sail effect. So 130-pound, you can't break it. I don't think you can break it.
Yeah, I don't.
And it flies so much better.
And it flies so much better.
130 versus
150 or 200.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just there's too much line.
Yeah.
It's too
heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heaven forbid if that bait gets under the kite and jumps up and wants to go to the kite and the line comes down, 200-pound will fall down hard.
Yeah.
And your immediate response is try to free spool the reel
to get
the bait back down, and all it does is that belly drops.
Yeah.
And the belly, and between the rod tip, the rod tip and the kite clip, it touches the water, you're going to have a bad day.
Yeah.
Everything is destroyed at that moment.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you fish a lot on the American Angler, right?
Mm-hmm. That's my happy place.
That's your happy place. You like to fish with Brian and the gang on there, Ray. And what is it about the American Angler that it makes it your happy place?
It's a real, it's like the happiest place to fish. It's very you're welcome on the boat.
It's like a family.
It's
right?
Like a family. Totally like a family. Yeah. It's not clicky. It's not intimidating. It's come on, let's go fishing.
You know?
Brian explained it a long time ago to me. He goes, look, we're all Padres fans. We're all going to go to the game and root for the home team. Well, that's what it's like going fishing on the Angler. Come on, let's go.
So you don't have to be a guy that rides the boat 5 trips a year.
No,
to be,
absolutely not.
To be buds with one of the crew members. Mm-hmm. Be your first trip or your 50th trip.
And I don't know how they do it, but it seems like after you have loaded bait on your trip, by the time they clear the point, those deckhands know everybody's name. How they and remember.
How does that work?
And remember it.
Yeah.
You know, I have.
They must have to go to memory school.
Jeez, I struggled
right?
for a couple minutes remembering.
Yeah. I know the feeling. Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Love talking fishing with Ken because he is the man when it comes to reels and talking fishing and techniques, knots. Whatever.
Oh, man, there's nobody better, and what a great time it is today, and what a great venue to do it in. Going to be an awesome show, and we want to hear from you. The best thing to do this morning is just to come on down to North County Ford and join us. If you'd like to ask a question, just see the cowboy, see Tommy P right up front here. Let him know that you'd like to ask a question, and we'll get you in the runnings. And, boy, speaking of asking a question this morning, not only are you going to get a chance to talk to one of the very best guys in the business, you're also going to get a shot at winning an unbelievable prize. This morning, we're giving away a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This is the Piahi frame. Piahis are a very comfortable pair of glasses, and it's rare that you can find a pair of glasses. You know, very good sunglasses are all about fit, and it's about what fits your face and what, you know, has some wrap and keeps the sun blocked from you. Working at the shop, we sell a lot of Maui Jims. Piahi's like almost always the first one I go to because they just seem to fit everybody. They're very comfortable. The lenses are tall. They have good wrap to them. This is a really nice pair of glasses. This particular one we're giving away has that mahi-mahi frame, which is kind of like a yellow, blue, green fade in the frame.
Really cool.
And it's got those great HT lenses, which would be perfect on a day like today.
Oh, yeah.
Super thin glass. They're lightweight. It's just a really nice pair of glasses. And that's going to one person that steps up to the microphone this morning. So we'd love to, again, have you just come on down to North County Ford, see Tommy P, see the cowboy, let him know you want to ask a question, you'll be in the running for that. And then, as always, at these fun Ford shows, we've got the casting contest going on. Casting contest, so much fun. We're giving away some great prizes again. It includes a Shimano rod, a 1-year Fish Dope membership. That's a really cool prize. Also, an AFTCO kite is going to be available for one of the winners. So get in on all that good kite fishing. Plus, the winner of the casting contest is going to qualify for one of the great grand prizes that we're going to be giving away at the end of this whole series. In addition to that, everyone in attendance is going to get a ticket for all of the great prizes that we're giving away. Plus, you're going to fill out an entry form to be one of the 8 qualifiers to win our big grand prize, which, again, this year is a trip for one on the Royal Star fly-down, fly-back trip from Mazatlan coming up in January. It includes round-trip tickets from LAX to Mazatlan and Alaska Airlines. We're going to draw one of the qualifiers at the end of today's show. It's going to be an awesome opportunity. You do need to be present to win, but a great time. It's a
right
great prize going away today.
So that's going to be a good time.
You're not kidding. If you want to join us on the phones, we want to hear from you. 833-288-0973. That's the number here on the fan this morning. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the fan. And when we come back, we got your phone calls. We got your questions. So much great stuff coming up with Ken Corwin. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower 4-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here.
Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Ask not what you can do for your smart speaker.
Hey, you hear that?
But what it can do for you. Start by having your smart speaker stream San Diego's best sports talk.
Let the games begin.
Just say, play 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we're live at North County Ford and Vista. Come on down. We have a great crowd assembled here, but you're still welcome, and a lot of prizes still to give away. The casting contest is in full swing. Arnie and Grant are running, and we have a celebrity guest casting runner there, and Wayne from CCA is helping out too. He's a spotter, so helping out there. And here at North County Ford in Vista, Robert is our representative from North County Ford, helped us out. He was here bright and early helping us out. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, Robert. Hey,
thanks, Robert. Thanks for getting us started. You're a huge fan listener, I know. You listen to all the guys
love
on the fan.
Fan, yes.
And great to have you aboard. Tell us about North County Ford. This is a great shop.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
From the top to the bottom, great ownership down to management. I mean, it's really like a family environment here.
That's cool.
I know like you say, the management, the owner, Jim Crowley, who's super, super good people and been in the car business for a long time and big supporter of Let's Talk Hookup for many, many years, as you guys have been. What is it that you guys offer? Why should people buy a car here at North County Ford?
The buying experience, the family atmosphere. You could buy a Ford anywhere.
Yes.
But if you want to be treated right and have that great experience, this is a great place to come.
Yeah, it is.
And you guys have some serious inventory
here. Oh, boy.
This is a big facility, and there are a lot of Ford trucks for pulling boats around here.
Yeah, we have some great trucks here.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
That F-150 continues to be just an amazing
number one seller.
Right? Number one seller. And I see you have a Raptor in town.
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of Raptors here.
A lot of Raptors, okay. And what else are some of the things that people are coming in to buy for?
You know, pretty soon we're going to have the hybrid F-150. That's going to be impressive.
Oh, yeah. That's
what's that
down.
All about?
It's going to be hybrid technology to help with towing and mileage, and it's going to be a big seller when it hits.
I can imagine, and that's going to be with the aluminum body that the F-150 has.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. Yeah, and so financing. What if somebody comes in and says, I want to finance my car. There's some great finance.
Oh, yeah. We have rates as low as 0% right now.
Zero.
You can't beat zero.
Yeah, zero is pretty good. That's what I have on my car is zero.
That's impressive.
My Explorer, which I just love that car. The Explorer is such a great car.
It's amazing, yeah. And the new body style is coming out. We're going to have it in the next month or so. It's amazing.
Really? So that's a 2020?
Yeah, it's going to be rear-wheel drive now. It could tow a lot more than it could in the past.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah. Wow, that's going to be fantastic. Ford just continues to make better product.
Yeah. It's a great company to work for.
Yeah, for sure. North County Ford, super. And so when people say, well, how do I find you? It's pretty easy to tell them, right?
Yeah, 78 and Vista Village Drive, or just go to northcountyford.com.
Northcountyford.com. And Vista Village Drive is just an easy exit. You make a left.
Right off the freeway.
And you can't miss it. It's right here. And this, I grew up many years ago around here, and Vista has changed so much.
Oh, yeah.
Every year it changes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and growing up, it's some great places here. So come on out, and if you're a North County resident or coming from anywhere, Orange County or San Diego.
Yeah, it's easy to get to.
Yeah, just come on down to North County Ford. So hang out with us, Robert, if you can. Talk fishing here. And Dave Myers is here. Dave, you around? There he is. Dave, you're first up here at the Step Up to the Mic. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup at North County Ford.
So, Dave.
My question today is for Ken. I actually didn't get all my reels serviced over the spring, and I still have like three or four that I need to drop off. Want to know about how long you're running right now on servicing reels.
We are, if you drop them off today, you'll get them back on the 31st. So we're about at a month.
A month. Okay.
4 weeks?
Yeah, 4 weeks.
Okay, cool.
And that's pretty good in our world. So
that's very good. It's very good for August, let me tell you.
Especially
that.
In August. Yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't get much, you know, in November and December, it's more of a three-week deal usually. But, we tightened it up. We were out to 7 weeks right after, shortly after the show. So
7 weeks.
We'll be dropping some stuff off later on today.
Yeah, bring it on down.
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks, Dave, for coming down. Now, what about the shows? When you do Fred Hall shows, it's kind of like walk around the show and check it out, and we'll have your reel done by the time you leave, right?
Well, that's what we try to do.
That's the attempt, right?
If we get the reels early enough and in the day, especially at Long Beach, because it takes the day to see the Long Beach show.
Yeah.
It's a little bit tougher to get them done in Del Mar just because the show is a little bit smaller.
Right.
So people don't want to spend 8 hours.
You could come back. You could go drop it off one day and then come back the next day.
Yeah. But if you bring it to the shop, it's not same day service. So
the numbers
that's the nice thing about Fred Hall is you do have a good shot at getting it back the same day.
Yeah.
The numbers always blow me away every year, and I always love hearing them. Do you recall how many Wes was able to get done at the shows this year?
In Long Beach, he had 128 this year.
Wow.
That's wild.
That's a lot of reels.
That's wild.
That's hands flying.
That's 128 reels in 5 days.
In 5 days. That's
insane. With the world in his face.
That's not sitting in a dark room just working on reels. That's answering questions.
He smiles and talks to everybody and just kicks them out. He's an amazing guy. There's not another Wes, or I'd find him.
Yeah. He's got two guys, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting in the Baja.
You got it, buddy. It's time for our catch report. We got the cast man standing by today. The catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, not only do they offer the best fish processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, all at their convenient Liberty Station location, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And also, don't forget, their spices and rubs are now available at Dana Landing on Mission Bay, just another convenient, easy way to get that great stuff from Fisherman's Processing. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos Diaz, cast man.
Buenos Diaz, boys. Good show. Always good to hear Ken on the show talking about reels. Does a great job. He's serviced mine in the past, and highly, highly, highly recommend him.
The best.
All right.
Thank you,
the best.
Anyway, Pete and Ricky, the Dorado, are in from Loretto, La Paz, East Cape, and down to San Jose del Cabo and Cabo, the Dorado. It's Dorado now, and not a lot of the big boys yet, but biggest ones are between 20 and 25 pounds, and there's a lot of little guys. So when you guys are going down, make sure you release those little guys. Give them a chance to grow up. You know, those are those 2 to 5, 6, 7 pounders. But you know, you start getting those 8, 10 pounders. Those are the ones to keep. As far as yellowfin tuna, not a lot of tuna. They are finding tuna outside 25 to 30 miles off the beach. And here again, find the porpoise, you find the tuna. Most of the tuna are 20 to 30 pounds, that football-sized fish. But occasionally they'll get into school with 50, 60, 70-pound tuna. But look for that to get better as we get into end of August, September, and October, kind of the main tuna season down in San Jose del Cabo and East Cape and of course, Cabo San Lucas. As far as Stry Marlin goes, bite kind of slowed down this past week. They are starting to get a few blues now. We're getting into that when the blue marlin start coming in, pretty good numbers, and, of course, sales. I believe they had the East Cape Bisbee this week, probably fishing Friday and today. So be interesting to find out if they got any qualifiers there. I think I got a report from one of the guys down in San Jose del Cabo that they heard that they hadn't caught any qualifiers. You got to have a 300-pounder or bigger. So I'm sure they're releasing a lot of fish. But
I believe so, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, Ricky along the says beaches, there was a 380 there, Castman. So.
Was there a 380?
There's a 380,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they got a qualifier then. Thanks for the update.
Yeah.
But as far as the rooster fish go, still, you know, good rooster fish from La Paz all the way down to San Jose del Cabo, all along those beaches there. You know, La Ribera, Buena Vista, Los Mariles, and down to the Lighthouse and the Fraley's in that area. Some nice roosters. He's starting to get the bigger grade now, 40, 50, 60 pounders. So some really good rooster fishing going ashore. Also now in San Jose del Cabo, they did have a few wahoo in the count this past week. So look for that to get better as we get into late August, September, October, and November. So anyway, that's the report, Pete, for this week. We did send out our new email blast on the Loretto Rumble, May 3 to 7, and got all the packages made up for the 2 days of fishing or 3 days of fishing. And anybody wants more information on that particular trip, the Let's Talk Hookup Cast Tour of Loretto Rumble, give me a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Loretto Rumble, so much fun. I can't wait for that next May. That's going to be so. Sign up because it's going to sell out. So sign up early for sure. Indeed. Hey, thanks, Castman. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you then.
Thanks, Cass.
Very good. Thanks a lot. Now, we're here at North County Ford. If you have a question for Ken, if you have a question for Robert about Ford, we got a great studio audience here in our live studio here in the front lot right at the entrance of North County Ford.
Yeah, can't miss
Come
it.
On down and have a chance to win some great prizes. See the Cowboy and Tommy P. They'll set up for the casting contest. We made the circle extra generous today. So come on down, make a cast, and win some great prizes and qualify for those grand prizes, too. Chair is next. Chair?
What's up, Chair?
And
doing, buddy?
While Chair is stepping up to the mic, I want to make a mention real quick that I have to correct myself. Because I said that the bluefin on the Atlantic and the bluefin on the Pacific are the same. They're not, and I was corrected by the one and only Bob Blum. He says, I'll read what he says. The bluefin that we are catching are not the same species bluefin they're catching on the North Atlantic and Mediterranean. Thunis, we catch Pacific bluefin, which is Thunis orientalis.
Okay.
All right, so its genus is the same, the species is different. There is also a southern bluefin, which is Thunis melicoi. Caught in Australia, New Zealand waters, and it's Bob Blum, expert in all fish things that can be learned in a book. So that comes from
good
Bob
job, Blum. Bob.
Yeah. So, Chair, good morning.
Well, at least we got that straight.
Yeah, I got that straight.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I stand corrected.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Chair?
Well, Ken, I got a question for you about reels.
Okay.
And I guess you're the right guy, right?
No doubt.
Normally, yeah. No, when should those things be serviced? I know it says annually, but I've heard Rick say he never services his reels ever. So what do you say?
But there's going to be a time when he wish he did.
Yeah. What do you say?
You know, a lot of it depends on how much use it gets and how much, more importantly, how much salt it gets to deal with. Because it's the salt water that that does all the destruction. We'd like to think we can wear them out catching fish. It's the salt that...
So, like, maybe if you go on 3 or 4 trips, 7 or 8 days, there's enough salt that's getting out. It probably
especially
should be
if
looked
there's
at.
Some weather, yeah. But you can keep them running all year long by cleaning them off with some fresh water and keep them moving as they dry. We tell everybody it's really important. If after you wash your stuff down... I just tell guys to set it out where somewhere where you're going to walk by it for the next week or so. And as you walk by it, pick it up. If it turns, turn it. If it levers, lever it. If it clicks, click it. Just get everything moving, because the salt that's inside the reel that you cannot wash out, as it dries, it grabs everything. Okay. And that's where the destruction begins.
That's a good technique.
If you keep it moving as it dries, it never gets a chance to grab.
That's a great
I know
tip.
You've all picked up your reel. If you haven't touched it, you washed it 6 months ago, you pick it up, and it's really tight on the handle. It's because that salt had its to grip everything as it dried out. So,
okay.
Now, do you need to serve it? There's maintenance and there's repair.
Yeah.
Maintenance is way cheaper than repair. So,
and what do you do for maintenance?
We service the reel.
Oh, okay.
On an ongoing basis. So,
okay.
So
tear it apart, clean it, put it back together.
Every reel we work on comes completely apart, cleaned, lubed,
whether
properly.
Whether it's maintenance or service.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, maintenance and service are the same.
Okay.
Repair is when you didn't keep it moving, and now you pick it up. Mm. The handle knob doesn't turn. The handle won't turn. The spool doesn't turn. Nothing turns.
Yeah.
That's a repair.
Okay.
Because now we're going to have to go in and repair and replace bearings and whatever. So.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like pay me now or pay me later. If you maintain them on a yearly basis, or maybe a couple of years if you don't use them that much.
Okay.
As far as the drags go, you can tell when you need drag work. They start bouncing.
Okay.
But
so bouncing mainly like sticking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They aren't smooth.
Most smooth, yeah.
If you pull the line and the spool just begins to rotate, everything's good. If it hesitates and then goes, then it's time
then
to...
Sticking.
Yeah, it's sticking.
And okay. There's some reels that can just take a lot more abuse.
Absolutely.
For a lot more time. And there's reels that just require a lot more maintenance. And there's some cars that are like sports cars that are extremely high-end, but it requires a lot more effort to keep them up and running. And there's other ones that are like F-150s, and they'll take whatever you throw at them, and then a year or two later, you drop them off again and get them dialed back in.
There's a lot of good, durable products out there.
Oh, yeah.
But if you look at it this way, if you have a bag of reels, you got six reels in there, let's say they're all... a good product two-speed reel, in that box is pushing $2,500, $3,000. You could put them away wet if you want. But if you maintain them, you know, it's $30 or $40 to maintain them. So you put $240 into that $2,500 bag of reel. Bag of reels, and when you next year when you're ready to fish, everything's ready to go.
There you go.
Thanks
That's
a lot
excellent.
For coming
Thank
down to North
Second.
County Ford today.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
That.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your questions, more of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams, an up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish.
fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Here's a useful lesson for you.
Use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan, and you can have Ben and Woods in your bedroom each morning while you get ready for work. Well, that's not creepy at all.
Oh, my God!
Just say, play 97.3 The Fan.
You're nuts. You're all nuts.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan. We're live at North County Ford and Vista, having a great time this morning. Talking fishing.
Boy, Tommy and the Cowboy are giving away a ton of stuff. Free donuts. They got the donuts are still there. There's still a few left. And looks like a birthday cake for Arnie, too. Happy birthday, Arnie.
Oh, I didn't know Arnie's birthday right on.
Tomorrow's his birthday. Cool. And Jody brought him a nice cake to share with everybody later on. And then also our friend Mary Francella from Poway Valley Collision. Happy birthday, Mary Francella.
All right. Happy birthday, Mary.
So happy birthday to Mary and all those people that celebrate August birthdays, like myself. It's August is a popular month for birthdays, no doubt about it. Hey, great time here at North County Ford. If you want to join us, you have a chance to win. We're giving away, I mean, I'm seeing a lot of people walking around with Nomad lures.
Yeah.
Tons of Nomad lures.
We're giving away a
ton of AFCO stuff. We're giving away a ton of Shimano Colt Sniper stick baits. We're giving away a bunch of Colt flatfall jigs by Shimano. Just all kinds of stuff. AFCO belts, just a lot of good stuff.
I see an AFCO bait scoop over there.
Oh, yeah,
the nicest bait scoop on the market.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So you want to win some great swag, come on down today and come join us at North County Ford. And if you want to get a great deal on a Ford car or a truck, come and see Robert. Robert's standing by here. He's in the green shirt. Just come and see Robert, and Robert will check you out, take you on a test drive, and show you why you should buy a new Ford car or truck, indeed, here at North County Ford. A very, very good atmosphere at North County Ford. Mark and Santee is here at North County Ford. Mark, you still around?
Yeah,
there he is. Thanks for coming down to North County Ford today.
Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Morning.
How you doing?
I got a question for Ken.
Okay.
Surf fishing.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best reel to use for first surf fishing, and what type of line?
So if you want to surf fish around your feet, short, light line, active fishing, any of the small, less expensive Shimano reels would be my choice. I wouldn't spend a lot of money on a surf fishing reel because of the element that you're fishing in. You're going to get salt and sand in that reel.
No matter how careful you are, right? It just happens.
Yeah. Well, I would get one that we call more of a disposable. So fish it and then get another one. Because you can Shimano makes some great little surf reels for $45 to $60.
Okay.
You don't want to take your Trinidad down there.
No.
No.
No. Although it happens a lot.
Yeah.
I like that Sedona series a lot.
Sedona.
It's an aluminum body, and it's like, I always say that it's the least expensive reel that feels like a expensive reel. You know, it's the least amount of money you're spending out of pocket by having aluminum body, very smooth, good drags. But exactly as Ken says, you know, unfortunately, if and when it goes bad, and if you fish the surf, it will, it doesn't break the bank. You know, it's well under $100. I think they're, you know, $60, something like that.
And so on the other hand, on the other side of that, to service that reel, it's $30. So that's why I say don't spend a lot of money on that. And the other type of surf fishing is a long rod, a big reel, heavy sinker, cast as far as you can, put it in the sand spike, sit back and wait.
Yeah,
so
that's what I always use, a long rod and big reel.
You catch a lot more fish around your feet, active fishing, walking the beach. I think you do. And you're fishing rather than sitting and watching.
Thanks.
There you go. You Thanks know. For coming down Great to North County Fort, Mark. Roger from San Marcos. We're in near his hometown here in San Marcos, Ken, of course, you're in Oceanside here. It's all your community. North County's grown quite a bit since we.
Oh, my gosh.
I was a North County resident for many, many years.
You know, I was thinking about that the other morning. I went to the beach section of Oceanside. The downtown section is just grown amazing.
Crazy.
What is all down there now.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was in the harbor early on, I tell people we're in the harbor in Oceanside, and they go, well, there's a harbor in Oceanside.
There's a harbor in Oceanside,
And now, you know, good luck parking.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
During the summertime, it's just incredible, popular, beautiful spot.
Great spot,
so,
yeah, for sure. Roger, good morning.
What's up, Roger?
Hey, thanks so much for doing this, guys. This is really great.
Cool.
I've been saving my pennies for some new reels. What's your opinion of the twin drag versus a single drag? Is there advantages, disadvantages?
There's a lot of good products out there. There's a lot of excellent choices. Every reel manufacturer makes solid equipment. I think twin drag at some point, maybe on the high end of things, can be an advantage, but there's only so much drag you can fish. I mean, having a huge amount of available drag versus what you can actually fish may not line up. If you're saving your bucks, you can get a quality two-speed lever drag reel for under $300, or you can spend upwards of $1,000. So
depends on your budget, then.
Depends on your budget.
A lot of good reels around.
An awful lot of really, really solid products to choose from. So figure out what the kind of fishing you want to fish, line size, gear size, and there's Shimano just came out with
the new Speedmaster.
Speedmaster.
Yeah.
Inexpensive two-speed reel. The Penn Fathoms is our favorite. We see absolutely no problems with those reels. They're incredible for the value in them. All of these reels are single drag reels that we're talking about. Until you get to the Akrids, they have the twin drag systems. We're going to spend a little bit more money to buy those. So it's durability. That Penn Fathom's hard to beat.
There you go. Thanks a lot for coming down to North County Ford.
Thank you.
I have our expert North County Ford guy, Robert, here, and I have a question for Robert. When are we going to see those 2020 trucks?
Within the next month or two.
Oh, really?
No kidding.
Wow.
Probably, yeah, the next few months.
Have they previewed any lineup of the new trucks for you yet?
Not yet.
So you
little teases here and there.
Yeah, like changes in the F-250, changes in the F-150.
150, yes. I haven't seen on the F-250 yet.
Yeah, okay. All right. So just watch. We'll keep you posted here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yes, sir.
And, so, all right. Well, thanks. Thanks for that. Jody is here. Jody from Vista, another hometowner here in Vista. Where's Jody? There she is.
Jody didn't have to drive too far to come down to North County Ford this morning.
No, she didn't. Right down the street. Oh, and she won a Shimano flatfall jig, too. Look at that.
Excellent.
We're birthday present.
Heidi's birthday present. Very good.
Actually, two things. First of all, you talked about Maui Jim. As you know, I had to go have my, I broke the lens on my Maui Jim and sent it off to Maui Jim's. I was totally flabbergasted with their customer service because I sent it off on Tuesday, had it back by the following Tuesday.
Wow.
They told me that it would take 7 to 10 business days. I was expecting not getting it back till this week.
And you got it back.
The turnaround was wonderful. So that being said, your sponsor is wonderful.
Yeah, Maui Jim's hard to beat. They're amazing.
Yeah.
And the product is phenomenal, too.
Yeah. I mean, I think they even tightened the lens a little bit because I noticed it was a little bit tighter when I got them on and all that stuff. Second of all, if there was a ultimate, I want to say, reel and rod that you could put together, and no, it's not going to be Arnold's birthday present, what would be no expense, what would you guys suggest?
What would Ken's top choice in a rod and reel be for, and what are you going to catch, Jody? What
probably,
do you want to catch?
Probably tuna, bluefin.
Okay, local bluefin tuna fishing. Okay. Thanks, Joe.
I can go for it.
Yeah, it's an open forum.
I would choose for fishing everything that we do here on to Guadalupe, that sort of fishing. I would choose a pin, torque, 25 narrow, 2-speed. And since most of the fishing you're going to get to fish with is probably 40-pound test on that kind of fishing, I would choose a CalStar 7400M.
7400M. Yeah. Is that a 7-foot rod?
It's a 7-foot, 40-pound stick that you can fish 50 on.
Yeah, great.
The next choice would be the next step up, the 7400H, which is really a 50-pound stick that you can fish 40 on.
That's so funny because there are CalStar probably makes 50 rods, you know, that would fish line of that size. And I, you know, in my mind, I always think the exact same thing. And a 7400 is lesser on the popularity, and in my opinion, one of the very nice rods they make. And that was what my thought. Like, instantly, my mind went to the same thing. And mine would have been a Shimano Talica 12 and a 7400 heavy instead of the medium. Like, no question.
And you can't go wrong with either one of those reels. Those are both.
And that has
as good as you can get.
And for me, that has no radio show sponsorship. There's no it's not because Shimano happens to be a sponsor of the show. That's my favorite reel. Given any dollar amount spent and everything, that's what fits in my hand right, and that's what free spools right, and that's, you know, power and torque. That's what I like to fish with. Like, given
everything.
Same deal. Yeah. Like, when the microphone is off, I work in a tackle store and have the opportunity to fish every type of gear ever there, and that's my favorite. I love
that
7400.
Very good.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, plus checking in with the Catch Report. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego.
Radio.com sports station.
Hi, this is Hunter Renfro.
The Padres play here.
A two-run shot to dead center. Hosmer scores 12-3 Padres.
Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.